from the south side of Chicago. Another U-Hype interview with DJ Special Blend.
No more loud talking.
You are kicking it on the BMS Radio Network with DJ Special Blend from Chicago on the ones and twos. Thank you very much if you're within the sound of my voice right now. We're getting into today's interview, and you are in the right place at the right time to catch this hot duo. They got the dope video that's out on YouTube right now, and they're really doing big things with their music. I am so very happy that they are joining me today. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give it up for Critical Opinion. We got Critical Opinion on the BMS Radio Network right now. What's up, fellas? How y'all doing today?
Hey, what's up?
We're doing great. Thanks for asking. How are you doing,
sir? I am fantastic. Thank you very much for asking. We got Diz E and Bass P on the line right now. Critical Opinion. They just released their new album called Blocks. I am so very happy that you all are able to kick it with me today. Go ahead and introduce yourselves to the people out there.
My name is Dizzy E.
And I'm Bass P.
And we're Critical Opinion.
Yep, yep.
That's what's up. We got Diz E and Bass P on the BMS Radio Network, Critical Opinion. Their song currently is number 7 on the top 40 chart, and that deserves another round of applause. Let's give it up. Congratulations on all the success, fellas. Ain't nothing wrong with that at all. Tell the people out there about your musical background.
Well, I started back in the late 80s, and I was rapping back then with a group called Play School. This is Dizzy E, by the way. And so I'm actually from Manchester, England, and back then, hip-hop wasn't really a big thing in the UK, especially not in Manchester. It was mostly rock and roll and punk rock. And so we did have a minor little success back then, but the group broke up. They all went to different countries, and so I stalked, and I was just writing things for other people. I continued writing, and then a couple of years ago, about 2010, I met Bass P, and then we sort of got together, and last year we decided we were going to start to do some songs and put an album together. And so just a year later, the album took us a year to put together. A friend of ours, Valentine Beats, they put the music together for us, and then a friend of ours in Brazil, Simon Kang, he mixed and mastered the tracks, and then we put it out there, see how people would like it, and it sounds like it. Well, as far as we know, from Spotify, Apple, iTunes, all that, our songs are being listened to, streamed, saved, and so we're quite happy. And thanks to you, we're actually doing really well in Chicago, and so we've reached on your charts. We're number 7.
Yeah.
This week, and also we're number 36, I think it is, for Hustle. And so thank you very much, by the way, for that.
Thank you again.
We really appreciate you spinning our music there for us, and we hope all the people in Chicago love the music, and they've shown us much love on Twitter as well, so it's really cool.
You are very welcome, dog. It is my pleasure. Don't even mention it. Go and tell them about yourself, Bass P.
I'm Bass P. I'm from the States. I was raised in kind of like the gospel Baptist church. So I think with many of the songs, I do kind of like the background bass singing. And I think that kind of helps us with the rap, of course. No, I never had any experience before, just with singing. But of course, I was a huge fan of rap. And when Dizzy met me, I used to do lots of impersonations of TV commercials and shows, and he says, okay, Big T, we have to use you for for something special. And when we developed a Critical Opinion, and in this way, we thought it would be a way to you know, encase and show our rap skills, but also bring it back, you know, to the time when rap was really, you know, blossoming in that case. Don't get us wrong, we love the rap today as well. I guess it's just the rap we grew with, it just really hits the heart to us in this case. So we just hope that the songs that we pour out, that we're putting out, kind of just mix a shine to that, to the fans.
That's what's up, that's what's up. Hey, check this out. Before we go any further, I got to mention this because it kind of blew me away when I found this out. It looks like both of you guys are actually doctors, right?
I'm the doctor of criminal psychology, a PhD, and I do lectures at universities, and I actually work for the Met, which is called the Metropolitan Police in Manchester, and so I was actually working as a criminal psychologist. Later on, I started doing lectures in universities, and I have been invited all over the world, and I've lived all over the world doing lectures about criminal psychology, about psychology.
Yes, and I'm a medical doctor. I work in clinical microbiology, infectious diseases, and I deal with many types of infections with viruses and bacteria, also with sexual transmitted diseases. But in the meantime as well, I teach as well in the medical faculty. I've worked in a few countries, in Ireland and Sweden as well, so I speak a couple of languages, in Swedish and in Czech. Yeah, it's a real joy.
That is definitely what's up. I'm impressed. You guys are talented and smart. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Tell everybody about your long-term goals as far as music is concerned.
As you can see, like on our album, it's called Fat Track Productions, or Fat Track Records, sorry. And then we also have our own video production company. And so we want to really expand in the music. We've done as much as we can in the medical field and in professionals. Right. And I've always loved rap, and I've always followed rap ever since I was a little kid. I remember when Grandmaster Flash and the Fabulous Five, when they all came out, Sugar Hill, I was there, like when they all first started, right? And so I've always loved it. And for us now, we want to shine in this. We really want to draw, I think we have 5 albums that we are already preparing for, and so we're currently working on our 2nd album.
Yes.
Already. And so and we want to really expand, do more videos. We have our videos on YouTube, and so we're going to be actually releasing Hustling on YouTube this weekend.
Yes. And we want to kind of push the barrier with our music as well. We're trying not to make the same song twice. If you notice in our first album, each song is kind of different from the other. And we just want to kind of push. We don't want to get complacent as well. Just to push ourselves to the limit, see how far we can go.
Yeah. And you'll also notice the beats. The beats always change. We don't have the same beat. We try to sort of be a bit more creative with the beats. We like to add a little bit of Asian music, a little bit of Arabic music, a little bit of jazz, a little bit of funk. Especially, we're really having fun with our 2nd album, and it's really eclectic sound that we want to put out. We don't want to be just the same group, the same music, same everything coming out all the time, right? We want to really experiment a bit as well.
Also, our name is Critical Opinion, so we also want to reach and hit topics that are important to the fans as well.
Mm-hmm. Like Cricket Corps, right? And I think we did a song called Cricket Corps on our 1st album, and that's about what's happening in the States right now. We both, like, I lived in the States for a long time, and Pete's from the States. So we And so we actually seen everything, and in some cases have actually been involved in some of this stuff that's been happening there. And we have friends that live in the States still, and family. And so we hear what's going on, and you know, it's just really bad things happening. But you know, America is a beautiful place. The people are really lovely. They're wonderful people. But what's happening with politics and law and rule, that's just weird. So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about things that are actually happening right now.
Exactly. We're not trying to, you know, badmouth or put down U.S. because that, you know, for me, it's still home. You know, I got family there. I was raised there. That's my home. But we have to at least enlighten and at least, you know, reach to a point that there are some things that are not going as well as we would like, and we have to try to make a change. And if you don't say how you feel, then how can you ever make a change?
Yes, I like the fact that you guys are trying to make a change. Ain't nothing wrong with that. And y'all are already working on your second album. That is definitely impressive. I like that y'all got out right now, and it is all the way up to number 7 on the chart this week. Let's let the listeners get a taste of it so they'll know what you're working with. The name of this jam is Blocks, and it's by Critical Opinion, Diz E, and Bass P. We got these peeps on the phone right now, and they're going to be right back after this jam. Hit me back and let me know what you think.
You're listening to the BMS Radio Network.
We high, we low, east or west, we roll. Coming from around the corner or from across the globe. We making money and it's a lot. So thinking heavy, we stack them up like blocks. We be hustling, we be banging, we be running, we be jumping quick. Hide your looted stash because you know the cops are coming. Our banks think that we own enough socks. Dropping deposits, and stack them up like blocks.
Let's
you might
go.
Be waiting, debating, contemplating, probably hating who we are and what we do. Curiously, how we're operating. Simply entrepreneurs, baby, that's all you need to know. Even the few wisest ones don't get all the cards they have to show. Chill out, we're not criminals, what you believe is so tragic. What we do is like a modest touch, it turns to gold like magic. Yabba dabba, abracadabra, we have the knowledge and the stamina to do anything we want to do, name it, it doesn't matter. Nap, crack or pop, bustin' with the lemon lime twist. With the taste of success, nothing can get better than this. Do re mi fa sol la ti do, how far do you think we could go? From the palm trees of LA to the busy streets of Tokyo. But you prefer that we do lazy pencil pushing neck jobs? Like a small account,
what?
Like a crooked lawyer,
what?
Hell nah, fool. All of this career that I'm in, not gonna pass it to my man with the cinnamon skin.
Coming through, what it do? I'm the truth, attitude like woo. Got stacks to the roof, let it blast, let it boom. Got an ass, let it move, baby dance for the goon. Haters always talk a lot, but they don't have a clue. I be in the parking lot with the phone whip-whack. Getting all the bad bitches, baby make that thing drop. Yeah, you hear the king's rap, better bow down, kid. Haters mad cause they know that the shit sounds quick. Drinks get down quick, yeah I went around it. Took a different round, kid. Look at all the doubters, they're looking stupid now, huh? Doing it big, it be looking like it's a movie now, huh? Big ups to the doubters, the haters couldn't have done this shit without them. Yo, I made it rain in the club, almost drowned it. King Flex, bless, come and crown me. Find me where the crowd be, kill it, doing it proudly.
We high, we low, east or west, we roll. Coming from around the corner or from across the globe. We making money and it's a lot, so thinking heavy. We stack them up like blocks. We be hustling, we be banging, we be running, we be jumping quick. Hide your looted stash because you know the cops are coming. Our banks think that we own enough socks. Dropping deposits, and stack them up like blocks. How do you know that we're so rich and nothing ever can top it? How do you know that we spend everything we got in our pockets? You think we lost ourselves within this fortune and pain? Yet we're still religious, amen, in Jesus' name. So how do you know that we will always ever will stay the same? We high, we low, east or west, we roll. Coming from around the corner or from across the globe. We making money and it's a lot, so thinking heavy. We stack them up like blocks. We be hustling, we be banging, we be running, we be jumping quick. Hide your looted stash because you know the cops are coming. Our banks think that we own enough socks. Dropping deposits, and stack them up like blocks. We high, we low, east or west, we roll. Coming from around the corner or from across the globe. We making money and it's a lot, so thinking heavy. We stack them up like blocks. We be hustling, we be banging, we be running, we be jumping quick. Hide your looted stash because you know the cops are coming. Our banks think that we own rolling up socks, dropping deposits, and stack them up like blocks.
That's Critical Opinion with Blocks. That jam is up to number 7 on the top 40 pop chart this week. It is officially a hit single, and we are lucky enough to have Critical Opinion on the line with us right now. Diz E and Bass P, congratulations on all y'all success, man. If you get over to YouTube and you see the video to that song, you would know that these dudes know exactly what they're doing when it comes to videos. Hey, y'all, why don't y'all tell the people out there about the recording process y'all use when y'all make a record?
Well, our friends, they, Valentine Beats, they create the music for us. And I sort of tell them the kind of topics that he and I have been talking about and kind of music we want. I create the basics. I play the saxophone and piano as well. And so I create some basic tones, basic sounds of what we want. So I'm actually now in the second album, I'm actually involved a lot with the producing side of it as well. So, and then they put the beats together for us. They fill in everything else. And then I send it back to them and make a few changes. And it goes back and forth on the music now. And before, they just created all the music for us. And then we selected which songs we wanted to do and then wrote the lyrics for, I wrote lyrics for my verses, and then Bass P wrote his own lyrics as well. And then we come up with the hooks.
Yeah, and this is where I kind of put my chime in with the hooks, because I think with the hooks is the flow and the beat. It's usually with the beats that we like. The hooks, I just need some time with that, but not so much of a long time, but when we get the hooks, then we start putting on the verses, and sometimes we put a little small intro and nice endings to each of our songs.
All right. Well, it definitely sounds like you guys know what you're doing when it comes to recording music. And you for sure know what's going on with the videos, no doubt about that. Are you all looking to remain independent artists, or are you looking to maybe sign a major deal one day?
I think we're thinking of sticking with our independent label, our own label. We want to stay with Fat Track Productions. We want to build on that. We want to also sign other people on, other artists, and sort of develop this into actual business that we've created for ourselves, but we want to give other independent artists a chance as well. And because we have the video company, and we will make the videos, we have an excellent crew, and we have producers, music makers, mix masters, everybody that's already part of our team.
Yes, we're really satisfied with our team as well. And, you know, it's not just with us. We do want to kind of pave the way for the future as well for independent artists. Some independent artists that will never get to show themselves. We want to kind of help that pathway to let them come onto the spotlight as well.
Well, that's what's up, dog. Maybe one day you guys will be pioneers and mentors to the next generation. In fact, you already are. I appreciate y'all coming through today. And before we get out of here, I got one more question I want y'all to answer. If anything, what would you change about the music industry today? If anything.
Mumble rap. Like, you know, it has its place. It has its fans. Right? It's just not for me. If I was going to change anything about the industry, I think we rap, when we first started listening to rap and until the mid in the 90s, early 2000s, rap had something. There was telling a story, and you could justify this the cussing. You could justify what they were, because they were telling a story about their neighborhood. They were telling a story about events, things that were happening. Like Run DMC, they wrote songs about Adidas runners, and people were going out and buying Adidas runners, and they were talking about education. They were talking about going to school. They were talking like these guys. Rap without talking about being gangsters, without talking about being drug dealers, or without about women shaking their booties and on boats. They wore black hats, black jackets, and they wear glasses, and they went out there and did their thing. And so when you look at that to what's happening today, rap is, it's great. Like some of the modern music, some modern rap is like off the hook. But I think the storytelling has gotten a little bit weak, right? And so we want to go back to that and really talk about things that are happening right now in neighborhoods, in countries around the world. And like, same things that are happening in the States are happening in the UK as well, right? And in Germany, in France. And so it's different countries, same problem.
I would concur with the mumbling. You cannot believe how many comments we get from our fans that tell us thank you so much for allowing us to understand your rap. Rebels with a Cause, you know, we miss that. You know, NWA and, you know, rap. The thing is, we have such a vessel, such a powerful vessel with rap that, you know, many rappers aren't using it enough. They're talking about, like my partner said, the chains, the cars, the women, but, you know, with so many difficult, you know, situations happening in the society today, we should be using rap as a vessel to speak out. And also with storytelling, and, you know, we miss that. We miss that. We need that back in our lives. And
I remember when, like, NWA, right? When NWA, Ice-T, these guys, when they were putting songs out, they didn't care. They just wrote about what's happening, and people started to listen, even though they were harassed by the police, politicians. I think it was even the president of the United States had something against them and held, like, wanted them to go in front of Congress. So they were talking about what's happening in the streets, what's happening in their neighborhoods. And so that's sort of where we want to go back to. We want to bring that back. We want to talk about things. We want to talk about issues and make people aware. And even though they are aware, I think a lot of people are sort of are hesitant to talk about it because they think it's going to cause trouble for them, or they don't want to be the ones that point a finger at something, right? And so we're willing to do that. We're willing to point a finger at something and say, hey, that's wrong, right? It's not right. When something's not right and it's not working, people have to talk about it. And hopefully, when we, with our songs, people will see and hear that we talk about issues. We talk about things that are happening. But we also like to have fun with the songs. Some of our songs are just to have a good time, so people can just bounce their head to, or move a little, shake, dance, and that's part of it as well, right? But most of it is we want to tell a story.
Mm-hmm. Our critical opinion.
Yeah, and that's why we're called Critical Opinion, because we are going to give, in some of our rap songs, we are going to give our critical opinion about issues and both political, general, things that are happening in the neighborhood, things that are happening around the world. We're going to talk about it.
You know, it's just so amazing how, you know, in this time today that, like I said, there's so much tough, you know, situations that are happening. And, you know, even children, even teenagers and kids, you know, we sometimes music is so powerful. It can be such an influence. And rappers, in some ways, are role models to that. And that's what we were talking about, that the rappers today, they're talking about the chains and kind of these unimaginable feats and dreams that many people want it to be, but it's not going to happen. So, again, we just want to make sure that rap can stay and be in the place that it needs to be, deserved to be in. We need to make sure that the music that we use also reaches out to people in a positive way, not touching in a negative way. And we need to make sure that stays on, because rap has been a big influence to us, has been a big part of our lives. And we kind of want that trend to continue into the next generation as well.
Yes, sir. Big up to the next generation and big up to Critical Opinion. I really appreciate y'all coming through and doing the show tonight. Let's give them another round of applause. That's what's up, man. I know y'all's schedule was busy. I for sure appreciate y'all coming through and talking to me. Anything else y'all want to say to the people before we get out of here?
We just want to, first of all, thank our fans in Chicago, the people that have been listening to your radio station, people that have been writing to us on Twitter, in Los Angeles, in Dallas, in New York. We've actually been getting a lot of love and a lot of support from these areas, and we just want to say thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we had, this was just a dream for us. This was just a, see what happens when we put something out. Will people like it? We weren't even sure, but we were going to put it out anyways. And so far, we've actually received a really good response. And people, even on our YouTube videos, people have been leaving really nice comments, really positive ones. In some cases, people have said, you know, thank you. Thank you for bringing it back. Thank you for talking about issues. Thank you. This is, they really have been leaving really positive, encouraging. And they've been like writing things like, when are you guys going to put out your next video or your next album?
Yeah.
And, we have to write back. This is our first one and we're working on the second one. So we're hoping we'll, so just to let the fans know, we're working on our second album already and, it should be out, end of January or end of February. This is sort of like the guesstimated timeline on our album, that the next album that's coming out.
Yes, I agree. Thank you so much to the fans out there. You really made a dream come true for us. It was like my partner said, it was just like a let's go try it out type of thing, and you guys really supported us and made our dreams come true. So now we believe, now we're really confident that we're going to try to make the next album great for you guys. We're not going to let you guys down. So we just want to keep it going. And also, if you know, the people who are sending comments to us, if you want to help us with certain topics that you might think that we should talk about, we would really appreciate that too, on Facebook and Instagram and so on. So thank you again to the fans. We love you guys. We're going to keep it strong for you. Thank you.
And we want to thank Hits You Love Radio.
Yeah,
and yeah. You guys have just made our dream come true here, and helping us by supporting us and playing our and spinning our music, and especially to you, sir. We want to thank you for really helping us and guiding us through this.
Yes, thank you again so much.
You are for sure welcome. It is definitely my pleasure. My pleasure. I just want you guys to keep on doing your thing because you got it going on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, we're going to be back to get into another brand new jam right after this.
You're listening to the BMS Radio Network.